Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Have we lost it completely? Well, I'm not sure, and I'm not really convinced about this. But I do know from oversharing at office events to dressing like we're still on Zoom calls, and I mean that's the bottom half I'm referring to, treating work functions like bachelor parties. Have workplace norms collapsed completely? Now, Business Insider surveyed professional and etiquette coaches, and the list of what people are doing wrong is actually quite impressive. But we wanted to know what is acceptable behavior at work at the end of 2025 and looking ahead at 2026. We are joined this morning by Kane Pretorius, a etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette. Kane, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So just to begin, do you think that work etiquette has genuinely declined, or are we simply more relaxed than the previous generation?
Good morning, Howard. It's lovely to be back on the show. And to answer your question, I find that, yes, it has declined somewhat, especially since COVID. A lot of formality has seemed to simply leave the room. Once we came back and, you know, with this big return to the workplace, a lot of people really got used to the informalities that, you know, the COVID hybrid systems that we were working on, you know, started bringing into the workplace, and people just haven't gone back to that. Right. Although at the moment with the companies I'm working at, I'm finding that a lot of them, there's a strong drive to bring back that formality.
That's interesting. You know, could it be, I was quite involved with managing at a company, managing this process. And what I observed was, because we were inviting work people into our homes, we naturally became more relaxed. Our dogs would run through, a cat would interfere, a child would scream, you know, take a lot would arrive at the doors, say, sorry guys, I just need to collect this. And we all understood that because we were all locked in at home in the same type of situation. Could that be part of the difficulty in going back to suddenly being Arnold from accounts, who doesn't have any background other than his calculator?
Yes, it could certainly be the case. The problem is, a lot of the time, you know, a lot of people tend to join their organizations. A lot of people found new jobs during the COVID stint, and then they didn't get an opportunity to acclimate to the culture of the office.
Interesting.
And then the culture of the home, everyone had these dual cultures that emerged that, you know, depending on where you were working and what was going on. So you never ever got a chance, a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time, for most people to actually acclimate to what's expected of you when you actually work for your particular organization. So that's what they thought the culture was for a number of years, until we actually got called back into the office, and now we're having to relearn what the new culture is, which actually, I mean, change is always, you know, it can be frightening, but it can be exciting if it's proposed in the right way and if it's communicated effectively, which is what we actually really need to be looking at.
So should companies be reevaluating what they find acceptable and unacceptable before imposing it, or have you noticed that companies have just really gone straight back to what they were?
So, no, they've definitely reevaluated it, because especially now with the workforce that's out there and what they got used to, they've realized, you know, a lot of them realized that they actually wanted to call people back for culture's sake. I mean, culture is how people communicate with one another at work, and that's where the culture is formed. So when people were off separately, the culture was suffering of the organization. It was completely different. So when they tried to bring them all back, they realized that a lot of people weren't going for the full-time back-at-work model.
Yes.
They didn't want that. They'd rather work for another company where it was offered. So they had to adjust their models, as we all do in business. You know, they had to adjust. And that's why the hybrid model is so prevalent in especially a lot of the companies that we work with now at the School of Etiquette. They offer 2 days at home, 3 days at work. That seems to be the standard now for a lot of the listed companies that I'm working with.
And is that a successful model, do you think?
Yes, I absolutely believe it is. You know, right. The 3 days coming into the office gives people an opportunity to be seen by their superiors, gives them an opportunity to be seen, to communicate with their staff and actually set a culture and feel some sort of part of a team, part of a family, which is absolutely essential for success in this, you know, rapidly changing 21st century that we live in.
Mm.
So yes, it's an absolute model that works completely. They get the culture, but you also get the opportunity to be at home, you know, work well, doing your chores and everything else.
Right.
Picking up your kids, you know, being able to do your home duties. So it gives people a lot of work satisfaction when they have that model.
Let's just talk for a moment about dress code. Are dress Sure. codes getting more and more casual? I mean, I always think of my late father, who every single day of his working life went to work wearing a tie. It just wasn't it just wasn't an option for him. And
yes.
You know, now I think we seem to consider golf shirts more formal.
Yes. So, correct. You know, I can tell you this when it comes to dress code, and from the companies I've trained and the people I've trained within South Africa on dress code, I've come to realize that a lot of South Africans and from other countries as well, they don't really understand dress code. And you can't really blame people for that because nobody teaches it. A lot of the people who come to me, it's their first intervention they have with it. Everybody has a different understanding of what business formal is or what smart casual is, business formal is. They all dress up accordingly. Some people, it would be perfectly appropriate with a business casual outfit to wear a golf shirt, where it's not, when you look at it. So we're actually finding a big demand at the moment from a lot of the companies we work with to come and give instruction to their staff to educate them as to what garments fit into what dress code. So yes, big demand for it at the moment because there's a big pull to get people back to the office. And yes, absolutely, we're seeing it everywhere.
It is so interesting that because we just assume that people are either defiant or not prepared to conform, but actually it might simply be because they don't have a good understanding of what it actually means and what the expectation is.
Completely, Howard. So a lot of the times I find now companies are taking a deep dive into it and making it part of the culture and putting policies into place so that people understand what are the different dress codes. So it comes across from a really nice perspective, not to say like, you know, what you're wearing is wrong. It's just it may be right for another dress code, but this is the dress code when you're seeing clients. This is the dress code when we're at work events. This is the dress code when we have a casual Friday. You know, and these are the clothes that fit into it.
Do work issued either t-shirts, collared shirts, shirts, do they work well to deal with this type of concern?
It depends on the dress code. Once again, I can't say whether it's wrong or right.
Mm.
But collared shirts, if you want to know, collared shirts generally, if you're looking at a dress shirt, like a button-up long-sleeve dress shirt, especially for men in that case, that would fit into the business smart, which is pretty much 100% formal, or the smart casual dress code. And to give you a little bit of advice for your listeners,
absolutely,
how you work out a dress code is, a lot of people struggle to it, but an easy rule of thumb to work out a dress code is, whatever the first word is should be 70% of your outfit. Second word should be the remaining 30%. So if the dress code is smart casual,
yeah,
70% of your outfit should be smart with an element of casualness, the 30% that comes in.
That
so if they say it's formal,
genius.
It means 100% formal.
Well, I think that is so useful for me as well, never mind our listeners. That is really brilliant. So if it's smart,
I'm happy you like that.
Right, if it's smart casual, then it's 70% formal and 30%
casual.
I absolutely love that.
Easiest way of working.
It really is. It's awesome. Cain Pretorius is an etiquette consultant at the School of Etiquette. He's been talking to us about work etiquette. Cain, thank you as always. Give me your thoughts. 061-895-1019. Do you think that our workplaces have lost a little bit of that etiquette?